This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming as we head back to Sydney in Australia to catch up with Jacinta Wallin. Jacinta, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Jacinta, you came into the sport from with a bit of a swimming background. Obviously, as a teen, you swam a fair bit. Do you think that helped you a lot finding your feet in the sport?
Definitely. It's the most impossible thing to learn when you're older. And I really feel sorry for those, you know, triathletes that are trying to teach themselves to swim at a later age. It's very difficult. It is a technical sport, and I think being quite a strong swimmer growing up and having that behind me definitely helped, especially, you know, in the shorter distance spaces where you don't have the time to catch up and you've got to be up the front at the start to get in the pack, you know, for that type of racing. But yeah, definitely helps if you are a okay swimmer.
Was it something coming back to the sport? Because obviously you swam in your late teens and then you took a bit of a break and then went into triathlon. Is it something that you've worked on consistently, or did you feel like you had a bit of a buffer that you could take a bit of that extra time that you would typically spend on your swimming and plow it into maybe your biking because that wasn't as strong as you would have liked it to have been?
Yeah, it's funny. I've swum since I was 15 and I've never stopped swimming. Oh, okay. So I've always done swim training. Yeah, so that's always been one consistent. The my weak leg is obviously the bike, and that's probably the one I should have focused on more. But you kind of, I don't know, you go with the ones that you like more. And swim and run, I've probably done more focus on than the bike, which is a bit silly in hindsight. I just never loved the bike riding, I guess.
Talk to me about loving swimming, because I think for so many triathletes, the only reason they swim is because it's a necessary evil and they just want to get it done with. How do you learn to love the swimming, staring at a black line?
I love swimming. I love swimming in the ocean. I grew up by the beach. I live by the beach now. I swim every morning at the moment. I don't know. I don't know, it just feels like freedom, the swimming. I don't know, even though you can't talk, and it's I think it's a really great time to do a lot of good thinking. And yeah, I love the feel of the water. I love being in the water.
Awesome.
Cindy, yeah.
From a training perspective, I mean, it's probably been so long that you've forgotten what it was. Has there been anything that you've done in the water that you think has really moved the needle on your Ironman performance?
I don't think, like, not necessarily my Ironman performance, but doing a lot of bands, pool boy and paddles, which kind of replicates the wetsuit type scenario, definitely helped swimming in a wetsuit. Obviously for girls, because we carry a lot more fat, when we get in a wetsuit we find it a little bit harder because the upper bodies aren't as strong as the guys, and we probably don't get the benefit of a wetsuit that, you know, a guy or a weaker swimmer gets. I actually hate wearing wetsuits. I find them torturous. That's why I love Kona so much, because you don't have to wear one. And like, that swim is amazing. And I love swimming in the open water. I really enjoy that.
You mentioned you're at the beach. In a build-up to a race like Ironman or a half Ironman, what would the breakdown be from a pool swimming versus open water swimming in a week?
I used to do like 3 pool sessions and then an open water session. Okay. Maybe 2 sometimes, 2 in open water.
And then do you swim by yourself or do you swim with a squad?
I at the moment I'm just swimming on my own, but the prior I used to swim in a squad. You know, I'd swim 6K sessions and stuff. Bit ridiculous, to be honest.
Would you suggest someone getting if they are swimming by themselves and they're struggling to sort of improve their swim performance, would you suggest getting involved and getting into swim squad?
Absolutely. Like, there's no way you're going to improve unless you've got a set program and you're on feet and you're being able to lead and not lead, or, you know, something with more structure and, you know, some great good interval work and some good endurance work. I actually did a great set this morning with a friend of mine who's going to Kona this year. He's like, come on, like, what are we going to do? And I said, let's do 10 300s. He's like, okay. I said, you can lead and I'll jump on your feet. And so I ended up swimming way faster than I would have on my own. And that just goes to prove, like, we did, I think we were doing 130 cycles, which isn't amazing, but I mean, I'm not that fit at the moment. And I looked at my watch at the end, I was like, oh God, a lot faster than I've been doing. That was great. And that just goes to show, like, just doing it with others or on a program, it's a lot more helpful. And I think you can go leaps and bounds doing it in a squad. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely would recommend it.
If you could only ever do one swim set again in your life over and over, you couldn't change it out, what would that one swim set be? What's your favorite?
I like the one we did this morning, the 10-3s with pool boy and paddle, or 10-4s, 10-3s, something like that.
Brilliant. Well, Jacinda, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next time.
Okay, thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.